killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, 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 and welcome back to Decoding the Crimeverse. I am Danny, and I'm joined with...
Glory.
That's correct. Yes. And today, guys, first of all, guys, there's some news. There is news. Very, very hectic news. Guys, OJ Simpson died.
Yep.
And I am a firm believer that he did it. What is your opinion?
My opinion is no comment.
You have to say an opinion.
Look... I haven't necessarily gone deep into the story of O.J. Simpson, all the details. I mean, I do know what it's about, but I mean, as far as opinion goes, yeah,
did
I don't
kill
know.
His wife all or not? Okay.
All I'll say is he's innocent until proven guilty.
How could you have been proved guilty when the evidence was messed up?
I know, but unfortunately...
It's fine.
That's how our law system works.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean him any less guilty of the fact that he killed his wife and... I don't know if it was her new lover person. I can't remember.
What motive did he have to kill his wife?
He was angry at her for being with this new guy.
Mm.
Yeah. What would you do if your wife ended up seeing a new guy?
I wouldn't kill her.
Okay,
definitely
but you're
not.
A good person.
How do you know that?
Because I know you.
Ah.
I'd like to think so. Just a little bit.
I hope so.
I also hope so.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we are not dealing with O.J. Simpson. I wanted to relook at the O.J. Simpson case, but Glory said no. But anyway. So we have a very new and fresh serial killer for you. We are dealing with the Midnight Sun Killer. Now that... already doesn't make sense because midnight and the sun are kind of opposites.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But we're going to deal with him today. And in the summer of 2016, the residents of Anchorage, Alaska were terrified after a series of murders occurred in parks and on trails. Nobody knew if the murders were connected and they didn't even know if they should be worried or not.
Yeah.
Residents in Alaska love the outdoors, and since it stays light out so late in Alaska, many go out hiking and riding their bikes until late at night. Now, I went to Norway 2 years ago, and they have a similar thing where, like, in summer, the sun sets at, like, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh.
Because they're so close to the top of the world.
Yeah.
But in winter, it sets at, like, 3 p.m.
Ah.
But you see, I don't know if I'd like that. Imagine you're in bed at 11 o'clock at night and the sun is still out.
Yeah, especially because of the fact that we live in South Africa, and for people in Africa in general, we are spoiled.
Yeah.
There's, you know, the sun setting at 3 p.m. is, yeah, that's
imagine
that's crazy.
3 p.m. I mean, we literally, we were in Norway in winter, the sun rose at 10 a.m. and set at 3 p.m. That's like 5 hours of sunlight.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing is, though, when the sun sets and it's night, the sky isn't, like, pitch black. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Like, in South Africa, when the sun sets, it is dark. Like, you cannot see anything. Like, if you were not holding a torch or you were just walking around, it's pitch black, right?
Yeah.
Whereas in, like, Norway, the sun sets and it's night, but, like, it's still... sort of light, like without the street lights, you can still see pretty, like, decently.
Yeah.
And the sky doesn't look pitch black. It looks like a gray. Like, it's really weird. It really messed with my brain. But they actually have special curtains in those countries. Otherwise, people can't sleep.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it often stays light out well into the morning hours. And this led to the name the Midnight Sun Killer, because by midnight, the sun was still up because it's the climate that they're in. So that's why he got the name. And most of the killings happened at this time.
Yeah.
And residents were forced to stay indoors, fearing that they may be the next victims. After the horrors of Israel Keyes, which was a case 4 years earlier, the Anchorage Police Department was wary of telling the public they had another serial killer. And they were very hesitant to say much at first since they didn't want to spread panic throughout the community. Imagine having two serial killers in the space of 5 years. I mean, in all honesty, in my whole life, I know about South African serial killers, but they're way before my time.
Yeah.
I've never had, well, I don't know about you, but I've never had on the radio, there's a serial killer out there. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never heard that. And that's a whole 22 years. I've never experienced an active serial killer.
Yeah, like, to be fair, I don't think, like, especially from where we're from, you don't hear too much about those kind of stories. I don't know if that's because crime is so high or...
That is also very accurate.
Yeah.
That might be a point. But still, it's like normally when you have a serial killer, it's all over the news. And like, yeah. So the fact that they had 2 in 5 years in their little town, I would be freaked out. I would have moved after the first one.
How small is this town exactly?
I don't know how big Anchorage is. I've never been to Anchorage. So yeah. I wouldn't know. I just imagine it would be very cold. Yeah. Anyway. So the murders begin. At approximately 7:45 on July 3rd, 2016, a bicyclist riding on a trail by Ship Creek came across the bodies of two people. They were later identified as Jason Netter, who was 41, and Brianna Foist, who was 20. Sorry, Jason was 41 and she was 21. Both had been shot to death. Both victims were homeless and off and on again with the struggle of substance abuse. So these were not these were not your middle class, everyday, happy chappy people. Okay. Police ruled it a double homicide and confirmed the same gun was used in both murders, but released little information about whether the victims were together or not, and it's still unclear whether or not the two even knew each other. Police eventually released surveillance footage taken near the trail of the two unidentified men to the public, and the two men were initially labeled persons of interest in the case. Then, 26 days later, on July 29th, the killer struck again. This time, shooting a man called Travion Kindle Thomas. Thompson, yes. Travion Kindle. That is a long name.
Yeah.
Can I spell it for you? You're going to be shocked. Travion Kindle.
As in, that's a whole name.
That's his name. That's his first name.
Yeah. It sounds like a name, innocent.
And then he's... Okay, so we're just going to call him Thompson. Because yeah, I can't pronounce that.
I'll just call him Travion.
He was killed in front of his childhood friend. Thompson had been riding his bicycle home from work, and he was killed and shot between Dubin Avenue and Boylan Street. Three girls saw a man lingering around the woods near Boylan Street just before the shooting, and they said that after they heard gunshots, they looked out of their window and saw the same man they had seen just prior grabbing the bicycle from the now deceased Thompson before riding off. Law enforcement arrived soon after and found Thompson suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. And although paramedics did all that they could, he was sadly pronounced dead on scene. Multiple witnesses were interviewed, and this resulted in the creation of a composite sketch. So they now had a way to identify him.
Yeah.
And it basically had very sharp features. They said he had like sunken cheeks and like long brown hair that reached his shoulders.
Not creepy.
Not creepy at all. In the early hours of August 28th, 2016, 34-year-old Kevin Turner and 25-year-old Bree DeHenson were found shot to death in the Valley of Moon Park. An unidentified female discovered the body of DeHenson at 1:42 a.m. while walking in the park and called the police. Okay, imagine walking at the park in South Africa at 1:42 a.m. Because I don't know how well that will end for you.
I don't think you should try that.
No, I don't think you should try that. And upon their arrival, they discovered Turner's bullet-ridden body underneath the park pavilion. Turner suffered from schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and was homeless at the time of his death and was currently unable to find a shelter in any assisted living facilities. De Hansen was a well-known environmental activist in Anchorage and was a well-loved member of the community. De Hansen's father believes he stumbled upon the murder of Turner taking place during a bike ride to see a friend and was subsequently killed as a result. So basically they believe that De Hansen was getting murdered and then Turner was riding his bike, and because the killer saw him, he then killed him because he didn't want any witnesses. This led now to the investigation, and those are the five victims. There were five in total of the Midnight Sun Killer. There was no connection ever established between the last two victims, and very little evidence was left behind at the scene, leaving the police with very little to go off of. Yeah. But also because these victims had nothing in common. You had two drug addicts, one guy riding home on his bike, another lady in the park. Like, there is absolutely nothing in common here. And the Alaska State Crime Lab was, however, able to confirm that the same weapon was used to kill Turner and De Hansen and had been used in the previous homicide. So they were linked. It was definitely the same person. The police quickly understood the MO and realized they had a serial killer on their hands. And in hopes of preventing any other shootings, the police released an advisory notice for citizens warning them to avoid hiking and park trails after dark. And the FBI was called in to assist in the investigation following the murder of Turner and De Hansen. What do you think would happen if our police were like, yo guys, don't go to this area after 8 o'clock? Because our people don't like to listen.
Yeah. But look, where there's real danger involved, a lot of times you'll see people will be willing to listen.
I suppose that is true.
Obviously because of safety. Unless obviously you want to be a victim
number 500
of crime. Number 500.
Yeah, I suppose. Although I suppose that is true, because I know, like, in South Africa, people do know, like, specific areas. Don't go there after dark. Don't walk with your phone out. Don't do this. Don't do that. So I suppose maybe if our police issued a warning, then
no, for sure.
Yeah, maybe we would take it seriously. Because we like to joke a lot, but maybe just then we'd take it a bit seriously. Despite the alarming rise in homicides throughout the various parks and trails of Anchorage, Mayor Ethan Berzekwitz hosted a press conference asserting gang violence was to blame for the recent killings, even refusing to acknowledge the evidence suggesting a serial killer was responsible. This is like, you know, when the politicians are trying to downplay something.
Yeah.
And was ultimately later heavily criticized for this press conference and for his handling of the situation. A $10,000 reward was offered by the FBI for anyone with information leading to the arrest of the suspect responsible for Thompson's murder. Though they refused to comment on any connection between the other murders out of fear that it may alarm the suspect and cause him to get rid of the weapon. So they didn't want the suspect to know that they had connected the weapons to the other murders. Yeah. And they knew they were looking for one person, because then he would ditch the gun and then use a different gun, and then it was going to be difficult to start piecing together who he was killing.
Yeah.
And now, over a two-month period, a joint task force was set up, which was composed of the Anchorage Police Department and the FBI members, and went over upwards of 175 tips, with at least one of them leading directly to the killer, but they were still no closer to finding their suspect. This was until the night of November 12th, 2016, 3 days before my birthday, when an Anchorage Police Department officer named Arne Silo spotted a hooded man walking near the corner of Fifth Avenue and Cordova Street in Anchorage at 4:30 a.m. He was supposed to be responding to an unrelated report, but decided to stop the man and questioning him before heading to his other call. Mm. The police officer pulled up alongside the man, asking him to stop, but the man refused to say anything and continued to walk forward, completely ignoring him. The officer repeated his request for the man to stop over his megaphone and started to follow him again.
Yeah.
When, without warning, the man turned, walked towards him, and drew his gun and opened fire. The officer was hit 6 times, but managed to open his door and return fire. Imagine being hit six times and you still determined, I'm going to catch this guy. Although it was very interesting, someone in the comments of the, while I was doing research, someone in the comments section stated that they know that the human body can actually take up a lot of bullets. The most she'd seen someone survive was 11. Imagine being shot 11 times and surviving. That's madness.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, so they began a physical altercation with the man, who was only feet in front of him at this point. While all of this was going on, another officer spotted the commotion and opened fire, killing the man on the spot.
Yeah.
The first officer was rushed to the local hospital and went straight into emergency surgery, which took 7 hours. And they finally moved out of the ICU and he went on to make a full recovery. The man who was killed was later identified as 40-year-old James Del Ritchie. And following his death, the gun was sent to the Alaska Crime Lab and it was ultimately confirmed to be the murder weapon responsible for the deaths of the 5 murder victims we were speaking about before. Investigators later revealed that the task force had not considered Ritchie a suspect due to his lack of run-ins with the law over a decade prior. And after all the investigation work was done and all the families were notified, a press conference was held naming James Del Ritchie as the suspects, and residents no longer had to live in fear. They may be next. Now, this was one thing about this. They never found out why he did it. There was obviously, by killing him, they couldn't get him to confess or give his motives as to why he was killing, because it was very random killing. And you know what was so harsh about it was that the one time the second victim, Thompson, so he randomly killed the guy, not realizing that this kid was the kid of his childhood best friend.
Wow.
Because he just was randomly killing people. Next thing he finds out, oh no, he actually killed.
Yeah, but you see, because obviously, I believe like serial killers are like mindlessly getting rid of bodies. So,
yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think it would ever come to them to think, oh, what if this is my cousin's child?
Yeah, I suppose. Like, it's not. He wasn't really thinking. He was just like, oh, here's a new person that I can kill. But I think that's kind of worse for the families, because that means that their loved ones were killed for absolutely no reason, for the fact the guy was a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, oftentimes, like, serial killers, when they have a motive, it was, oh, this happened or this happened. At least there was reason behind the madness. But this was like, there was absolutely no method to the madness. And I think that's actually, it's a little bit worse, because it's kind of like, he was just randomly walking in the street, saw your loved one and was like, oh, well, they're dead. Bang. Like, that's really harsh.
Boom.
Glory. God, are you serious? So, yes, that is the Midnight Sun Killer. We are very grateful that it only was 5 victims and that brave officer took him down, because at that rate, with all the little evidence he was leaving behind, he could have killed a lot more people. And it could have been a lot worse and a lot more people could have lost their lives. I just don't understand people who can just... There's got to be something there that triggered him to just one day go out and shoot up people. Like, that's crazy. So, that is the Midnight Sun Killer. It was, not one of our crazy, disturbing serial killers, but still a serial killer all the same, and still evil all the same. But we hope you enjoyed, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.